The extortion trial of two aides to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh resumes this morning. At the heart of the case is the allegation that Kenneth Brissette and Timothy Sullivan forced the promoter of the Boston Calling Music Festival to hire union workers for future shows on Boston City Hall Plaza. So far, the trial's focused largely on the testimony of festival organizers. With us from federal court to talk about the trial and the testimony last week is WBUR reporting fellow Jerome Campbell. Good morning, Jerome.
Good morning, Deb.
Jerome, this case is about the alleged pressure to employ organized labor for the Boston Calling Music Festival. Remind us about how festival organizer Brian Appel described the relationship that the festival had with City Hall in its first shows before Mayor Marty Walsh took office.
Well, Brian Appel said in the first couple shows that the relationship with City Hall was good. There was no issues with him getting permits, and there was no union labor hired for the festival.
And so then what happened after Marty Walsh was elected mayor?
Well, Appel said that after Walsh became the mayor, he had some issues with the permits, one of them being securing the liquor license for the festival. Another one of the issues that came up was the curfew about when the festival would end. He said that he wanted a later curfew for the event, but the permits that he secured through City Hall had called for an earlier curfew.
So the fourth Boston Calling Festival was planned for September of 2014. But the festival organizers say that they didn't get all of their permits until the last minute. What does Appel say about that?
Well, Appel says in the conversations leading up to that particular festival, he was pressured to hire union workers by two of Mayor Marty Walsh's aides, Kenneth Brissette and Timothy Sullivan, and they're the defendants in this extortion case. Brian Appel said that he did not want to hire them and had made his position known. And after he had said those things, his permits had been held all the way up into days before the festival had been held.
And then using union workers remained an issue even after that, though, correct?
Yeah. The festivals in the later years in 2015, Appel said that he continued to use union workers because he still was producing on City Hall Plaza all the way through 2016. And at that point, Appel said he began producing the festival elsewhere, and that's when he no longer used union workers.
Now, the defense claims there was no link between permits and union labor, and Brissette and Sullivan didn't even have control of permitting. Does Appel dispute that?
Well, Appel says that Brissette and Sullivan were not in any of the meetings to do with the permit. So Appel has not necessarily made a connection between the issues with the permits and the union labor. The only connection that he's made at this point was the final meeting days before the festival, when he said that he felt the only reason he was being asked at this particular point was because they knew that he hadn't got his permits and that he wouldn't be able to actually hold the festival as he had planned.
Jerome, the defense is claiming that Appel did not object to using unionized workers. He may have even welcomed it. What does Appel say about that?
One of the things that came up in Appel's testimony is that he was talking with investors at the time about securing future dates on City Hall Plaza. And there was an email submitted into evidence by that was between Appel and one of his investors, where the investor had mentioned to him that perhaps agreeing to hire these union workers would be some sort of leverage that they could use to coax the city into getting those future dates in exchange.
And the trial is expected to go on for another week or so?
Yeah, we're expecting it to go through the end of this week. And the judge said there's a possibility that we might see testimony continue for just maybe a day or two the following week, but it should be wrapped up by next Wednesday.
WBUR reporting fellow Jerome Campbell, who's covering the extortion trial of Timothy Sullivan and Kenneth Brissette, aides to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Thanks, Jerome.
Thanks, Deb.